The following program is produced and distributed by KETR.org. You can help by visiting KETR.org and clicking donate.
Welcome to this week's edition of Lions Roar on KETR, the Lions Sports Network, live from the main cafe on the Texas A&M University Commerce campus. It's postseason week for football and volleyball. We'll jump right in, but we had a great week last week for Lion Athletics. We'll talk about football. It's exciting 33-21 regular season. Huge road win at Tarleton State. Volleyball, great weekend to wrap up their regular season. Senior weekend at home, 2-0 with huge home victories over UT Permian Basin and West Texas to secure the number 2 seed in the conference volleyball tournament later this week. We'll talk to Craig Case in segment 3 about that. And the hardwood started this week. Women's basketball with 3 games in 4 days, 3 terrific regional opponents hosting the 15-25 Memorial Tournament, going 1-2 with a hard-fought loss against number 5 Colorado Pueblo on Saturday, and then 2 years removed, the defending national champion Lubbock Christian team came in here last night or Monday night and defeated the Lions in a contest that was not close. I was about to say a close contest, but unfortunately it was not close. Men's basketball 2-0, great wins at Newman, 2-0 over Oklahoma Christian and Newman. Again, two great in-region victories, and Coach Jared Von Rosenberg's first career victory. We'll talk with those coaches next week on the show. But at this time in segment one, let's welcome in our leader of Lion football. Congratulations, third year in a row, you NCAA bet. Playoffs. First time that's happened in school history.
You bet. It was good to get that win at Tarleton State, and those guys have a good program over there. You know, Coach Witten's doing a good job building them back and everything. So it was good to get the win get qualified for the postseason one more time. That's hard to do. 9-1 is a great season, and we're tickled to death to be in the situation that we are. And hopefully we can put one foot in front of the other and try to find a win up in Minnesota this week.
We talked about it last week, and certainly being around the program a little bit, I thought you and your staff and certainly our student-athletes did a great job of really treating last week like a playoff week. And because it was at that point the season, survive in advance. We had a very – difficult region. We'll talk about what your thoughts on the way the regional rankings shook out. Obviously, we're just on the cusp of hosting a home game. We'll talk about that in a minute. But treated it like a playoff week, got in that playoff mindset, and now we actually are in a playoff week. And so things, you know, the some of the travel and dealing with the NCAA, that changes a little bit. But in terms of what you focus on, there's an opponent on Saturday, and that's what it looks like your team's locked in on.
You bet. And we knew if you don't take care of business in Stephenville, you're not getting in. And this region was really, really tough. So, you know, pleased to get that win. Jumped out 23-0 and started fast and then had to hold on. You know, Tarleton had a couple big plays there in the second half. They had 54 yards at halftime, and then come out in one play they had 66 and a touchdown. So jumped them right back in the game and got pretty tight there at the end. But offense put together a good drive there at the end. And 4th and 6, we, rolled the dice a little bit to go win the game right at the end. And Luis made a great throw and Marquise Wimberly with a touchdown to put that one away. But it was playoff atmosphere around here and a playoff worthy opponent with Tarleton State, just very, very talented and everything. So just glad to get that win.
Let's talk about getting ready for Winona State. What do we know about them?
They're a tough opponent there, 10-1 up there in the Northern Sun, which is a really tough conference. And they play some tough football and real man football up there in Minnesota. But, you know, a big athletic team, really strong in their offense and defensive lines, have some good tailbacks and, you know, really balanced in their offense, rush and pass for right at about 175 yards each. And so it'll be a hostile environment going up there. And I can't say it was on my bucket list to play football in Minnesota.
That's right.
late November, but we're going to do it. And so excited about the flight. And just, you know, that's what college athletics is all about, is to experience some new experiences and new places. And I don't know that anybody on our team's ever even been to the state of Minnesota. I don't know if anything good comes out of Minnesota, according to our volleyball coach who's from Minnesota. But, just teasing all you Minnesota folks out there.
They might be listening.
We're excited about getting up there and taking our brand of football up there and hopefully representing the Lone Star Conference and our university well.
That anytime, even though it's our third year in a row, first time in school history, there's something magical about Sunday afternoon when you watch the kids' faces, the coaches' faces, because very, very tough region. And that's what I want to talk about, how all the regions shook out. As we talked about last week, there was a situation where there could have been 9-1 win teams, 8-2 loss teams in the region, kind of fell somewhere in the middle. There were two, at least two, probably three or four really, really good teams in our region left out, including, unfortunately, Eastern New Mexico in our own league, whose only league losses were to us in Midwestern. So just talk about when you – first of all, the relief. You saw her name up because we were fighting and clawing there to the very end in a very tough region versus some other regions that had – you know, 2-3 lost teams getting in. So talk about that Sunday afternoon, how that felt, and then how you see the bracket.
You know, we were happy to get in. Disappointed we didn't get a home game. You know, I think, you know, with Panhandle State dropping, and it hurt us. It hurt Eastern New Mexico. It hurt Midwestern. And that's unfortunate, but that's the human error of the regional rankings.
But, and explain that a little bit for our listeners. But the way it's scheduled,
right,
we were in the middle,
right,
not on a bookend of Oklahoma Panhandle
Correct.
State. So talk about
and
that.
And so, you know, when they dropped from Division II down in AIA, we're trying to find a game in week 5 or 6, whatever it was, and there's no, you know, nine months out of the season, there's nobody has open dates to correlate with that. So we had to just sit on it and weren't able to get that 11th game. And, you know, they're not supposed to punish you for not playing 11, but it ultimately does a little bit. And so that's why poor Eastern's sitting out. And, you know, Midwestern is a 3 and not a 1, I think, in our region. But we were happy to get in. Would have liked to have a home game just for our fans and playing at home. But it's still great just to be in. And it is a tough region. And like you said, you a couple nightmare scenarios that could have come out with 9-1 lost teams or 8-2 lost teams. We were right in the middle, and so we knew we were in. But, you know, you look over at Super Region 2, and there's 4 teams with 3 losses. And you got poor Eastern New Mexico, who's a tough team. They're a top 25 team. And if they're in that region, they're playing playoff football right now. So it's just the way it shook out this year in the West. And so we're happy to be in, and we've got as good a chance as anybody. You got to go play the game. It doesn't matter when or where or who's ranked what anymore. It's 2 teams playing, and that ball's oblong. It'll take some funny bounces. We're hoping it bounces the way of the Lions a few times on Saturday.
Absolutely. Let's talk about preparation. We'll leave Thursday night, actually get the guys up there, get them acclimated, talk about preparation this week, anything that's a little bit different in your area, but and then obviously go up there, hopefully get a win and come back Saturday night and get ready for the next one. But talk about how, you know, your coaching staff prepares, if any, differently and what that extra day of travel adds to it.
You know, I don't think you prepare any differently in terms of the X's and O's, but in terms of the climate and just adjusting and trying to get up there, you know, that's something that we want to, you know, treat our kids with the best-in-class experience. And when you're playing an early start like you do in the playoffs, if you travel up there and you get there at 10 o'clock on Friday night and you have to turn around and play,
right,
you know, 15 hours later, you're not giving yourself a very, very good chance to win. So we'll handle our business here through Thursday, fly out, charter up there Thursday night, and then have a full day, you know, Friday to get out there and have a practice, and then a walk through there on their stadium and just get acclimated to Minnesota and see a little bit of that region, and then, you know, hopefully be ready and prepared to play on Saturday morning.
Playoff Central's online, athletics.com. Look forward to hopefully being back here next Tuesday, previewing the Thanksgiving week second round game. And so everybody, just for our listeners, so you know, it's 4-17 regions, 28 teams. So the top seed in each region gets a bye. So there's basically 3 games in each region. So 24 teams playing this week, and we're fortunate to be one of the ones practicing. So hopefully we'll see you here next week. Best of luck as we head to 1-0 on Thursday night.
I appreciate it. Thanks.
All right, Coach Carter. We'll be back in segment 2 with football student athlete Chris Smith.
Hello, this is Alex Shiloh from the Lions football team. The Lion Champion Fund is the official support unit for Lion Athletics.
Donations to the LCF go directly to providing a best-in-class experience for all 436 Lion student athletes. I am Sydney Reyes from the Lion volleyball team.
For more information about the LCF, you can visit lionchampionsfund.com.
Again, that's lionchampionsfund.com, and thank you for your best-in-class support.
Back at the main cafe here on Lions, we're on the Texas A&M University Commerce campus, joined in segment 2 by football student athlete Chris Smith. Chris, welcome.
How you doing?
From our Lion defense, 9-1, great performance on Saturday. Accomplished our goal of making the NCAA playoffs for the third straight year. Talk about what that's meant to you and the team and how you guys felt coming out of that big win on the road at Tarleton.
It feels great. Third year going into playoffs, it's always good to make it to the postseason. I mean, just had to take care of business in the regular season. It wasn't easy, and just had a lot of tough opponents throughout the year, and we end up taking care of business, took a tough loss to Midwestern, but we had to bounce back, and we took care of business, played Tarleton, had a pretty good game, and finished through and got into the postseason, so it feels good.
Let's start in game 1. You would have, I would argue, one of the most important individual plays of the season with that safety at North Alabama to kind of spur on that 8-7 hard-fought win there in a very tough environment, mm-hmm. you know, defending national runner-up. What do you remember about that play? What do you remember about that game and how it springboarded into conference play?
First game, I mean, it's always a little shaky.
And we had the weather delay.
Weather delay, yeah. It was just one of those games, you know. First, you have new people on the team. Everybody's trying to adapt and get used to each other and kind of get that camaraderie with each other to fit with plays and just kind of fill each other out. And I think both sides of the ball, defense and offense, you know, we came together as a unit and end up coming out with a good win. And it was a close game, but I feel like just as the beginning of the year and having that first game, we just found a way to gel and kind of get stuff going late in the second half and just kind of made plays, and everybody made plays and kind of just had each other's back. So
great.
Well,
you look now at we've wrapped up the regular season, scoring defense, total defense, yards allowed, several statistical categories throughout the Lone Star and the nation where we either the defense leads or certainly is in the top five or top 10. Talk about how that unit's gelled, both, you know, upperclassmen, as you said, some newer guys coming in, some redshirt guys stepping into key starting roles, and then obviously you have to overcome injuries and the depth that's been built up on that unit.
Of course. I just feel like for our defense, we came together early, and I mean, we have a bunch of guys that have came back over the years and been a part of some teams that went in the playoffs and just kind of have a foundation and kind of tried to bring that to all the newer guys. And just we have a deep defense. We have guys that if anybody goes down, we have guys that can come in and we won't miss a beat. And it's like I always say, we really don't have any really just true starters or anything like that. We have guys that can just play, and we stick together and try to have each other's back, keep each other lifted, and just go make plays.
All right, so we're heading to the playoffs. Have you been to Minnesota?
No, sir.
All right.
No, sir.
And I know you've been on an airplane because we've been on the playoffs twice. But let's talk a little bit. You guys have maybe watched a little bit of tape already. Is that true?
Yes, sir.
A little bit. So tell me what you know about Winona State or what we have to look forward to. They look very balanced on paper, but what are you guys seeing?
A pretty good team. You know, it's always tough for Texas teams to go up wherever and in the cold and play, but we just got to stick it out and stay tough. I mean, word of the week this week is be tough, and, you know, guys just got to grind it out. But their team is a very good team, pro-style kind of offense, balanced kind of offense. Got some guys that can go, have some good talented guys. It's just we just have to go out and just take care of our business and handle what we can handle and control what we control and let everything just fall in place and see where it goes. But it's going to be a pretty good game. It's going to be fun going up in the snow and playing. It's always fun to play where it's cold. So right. It's going to be a great ride.
I'm glad to hear you say that. I hope our other, you know, 58 guys on the trip or 57 guys on the trip think that too. So, all right, let's go to the lightning round fun segment. Favorite movie? Chris's birthday. Hey.
Thank you.
How about that? All right. Audience participation. Maybe Sophie and Evan will lead us in singing at the end of the segment. That would be fantastic. Favorite movie?
Favorite movie? Oh, that's a tough one. I'd probably say Transformers 5.
Wow. The winner of the most random pick of the year. Congratulations. Favorite TV show?
Favorite TV show? Ooh, Flash.
All right. Favorite class here so far at A&M Commerce?
All of them.
Wow. Judy, Victoria, you guys watching? All right. Now we've got our crack producer, Associate AD Josh Mank, requires us to ask this.
Oh, man.
It's very important. Got to think about it. Is a hot dog a sandwich?
Wow, on the spot, I'm going to say no.
Good.
Excellent. Once again, he gets it right. So, hey, look forward to obviously traveling up to Minnesota this week, watching the Lions, and then hopefully that Thanksgiving morning practice next week as we're getting ready for round two, all right?
Yes, sir.
Chris, best of luck. Hey, before I let you go, just want to congratulate you. You're involved with the Student Athlete Advisory Council, do a lot of great work there, community service. Talk about what being involved with SAC group means.
Being with SAC is fun. You know, you get to kind of step aside from the whole athletic part of everything and just be able to find ways to go out in the community and help and just make an impact. I mean, everybody gets to see us on the field and really don't get to see what we do off the field. So I think it's always important to kind of go out and try to shine your light on something else other than just your sport. So I love it. It's a fun time, and I encourage anybody that is an athlete to be a part of it, or even if you're not an athlete, to just go out in the community and help, because we need it and people need it, and it's always great to just go out and help the next person and not keep it about yourself. So
fantastic. Appreciate you leading by example, and happy birthday. Enjoy it.
Thank you.
I know you guys are getting back to practice tonight.
Yes, sir.
That wraps it up in segment two with birthday boy Chris Smith. We'll be back with head volleyball coach Craig Case right after this.
This show and others like it from KETR.org are made possible by generous contributions from listeners just like you. Donate today at KETR.org.
Back in segment three of Lions Roar from the main cafe on the Texas A&M University Commerce campus. Joining our final segment, getting ready for postseason tournament, LSC number 2C, Craig Case, welcome in.
Good to be here.
Congratulations. A couple of milestones. First time undefeated at home in league play since 1987. Overall undefeated at home since 1987. And our best overall finish. Well, our best regular season finish since 1994. So talk about that team and just what this season's meant, and obviously started and bringing a lot of new faces in and gelling it with the existing squad. But as we sit here today getting ready for postseason, talk about where your head is with this program.
Well, you know, I think it was good progression from last year. You know, I thought we did some really good things. We only lost two matches at home last year, too. And so I thought the returners did a great job in the offseason getting ready for this year, keeping expectations high. And then I think we brought in some good players that, you know, hopefully one of them have a shot at it. It's a postseason award here tonight or tomorrow night. But I think we added some good players to an already good team, and I think that helped bump everything up. But it was important. You know, those 2 years have personal significance to me. In 1987, the Twins won the World Series, believe it or not. And in 1994,
who won the World Series this year? I forget.
The Houston Astros.
It wasn't the Twins. It was the Astros.
Yes,
go ahead.
Yes.
My bad.
And then in 1994, Elk River High School decided to graduate me. So two big years for me, and now I get to add another asterisk to those years for my life.
The 9-year plan, you got out in six? No? Okay, sorry. Hey, congratulations. Really terrific. Anytime you're talking about, you know, that far back, I mean, well, literally 30 years, 30-year milestone and a 23-year milestone, quick math. But you brought that group together, and like any team, ups and downs, certainly weren't picked second in the league, but earned second.
Yep.
And did it, frankly, we were talking about it yesterday, statistically, you know, not a ton of superstars in this group, but a group of young ladies that have come together when it mattered the most.
Yeah, and that's one, you know, it's hard to play against those teams because you never really know who's going to beat you. So hopefully that's something that will lend itself to us playing really well in the conference tournament this year. I'm really excited for that. And I think in the past we've always had a couple of key pillars that if you disrupt one or two of those, we're going to really struggle. Well, all year, you know, anytime Lane's not playing great, well, Mariah jumps up and plays well. And if Jasmine's not playing great, Shelly plays well. And so We seem to have a group of girls that, a group of players, I should say, that when somebody's not playing well.
Can you fill in last names really quick?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Lane Little and Mariah Oliver and Jasmine Wacker and Shelly Chaperon and all those guys. We've just got so many players that have contributed. And if you look at our stats, they're filled up pretty well, but there's not one person jumping to the top of those lists. So I think that's going to be good for us moving forward. And I think the other thing that does is it shows that you got a group of players that care about each other. And if Nika Nelson's not playing great, everybody else on the team still wants to be successful, and they still come together and they kind of fill in for her. And she's done that too. You know, if you know another player's not playing great, Nika all of a sudden steps up and plays out of her mind. So we've really enjoyed having that this year, and just makes our job as coaches difficult because we got to figure out, okay, who do we give a shot to now, and let's see if this works. But it seems to have worked most times.
Let's talk about our draw in the conference tournament, the 2 seed. Playing the number 7 seed, Western New Mexico, on
Thursday at 2:30, and then getting ready hopefully for Friday semifinals against Angelo State, Texas women's winner. Is that right?
Yeah, that would be correct.
And then certainly hopefully all the way through Saturday in Stephenville. But we go in this year as not only as the 2 seed in our own conference, but we go in as it stands right now, and we'll know a little bit more after this taping, but we'll most likely obviously stay in the top 7 in the region going into the tournament. So we do really control rather than having to sit and kind of bite our fingernails and watch that show where we're on the outside looking in like last year. So talk about how that's different preparation for you compared to last year going into the tournament where we knew we had to make a nice long run. We still need to make a nice long run, but it's a different kind of run, right, mentality-wise?
Yeah, you know, I think it's a little more offensive than defensive. You know, I think it's more proactive than reactive type of a stance. And I think our players feel that too. I think they feel like, you know, we're not grasping at straws right now, you know, living on a prayer, but we're really in a situation where we can do something about it. And, I like that. And then the other thing, too, I think is really good with our mindset is, you know, because of kind of going into the final weekend, there was a 3-way tie for 3rd, and we could have fallen into that had we lost any, and then there's a 3-way tie for 5th. And so for the last 3 weeks, our entire league has been playing playoff volleyball. This has been intense. So I think our players are in that mindset of playoff level volleyball, and I hope that, and I think they're there where they're using that also to propel us to continue to play and be in the NCAA tournament for the first time since 1988. Yeah. And so I think they've got the right mindset. I think they got a better mindset this year, just because I think the situation is better, and I think it's more real, and I think that's helped them.
Had a chance to send off those seniors. Had a chance to send off the seniors in the right way on Saturday against West Texas. Anytime you get a chance to honor that senior class, it's always special, and certainly getting the W. Talk about those young ladies that we celebrated on Saturday.
They're incredible. You know, and it even goes back to last year, and there's a little bit of a bridge in there. But you know, after the match, I talked to Taryn Driver, and I haven't had a chance to talk to Ashley Morales, and they were both there, and I was glad they graduated last year, and the success we had at home this year. A lot of it had to do with those guys because they really paved the way for leadership and paved the way for the culture that we operate in. You know, and then you've got Elaine Little, you've got Nika Nelson, who got her 2nd senior day, Carly Thornton,
Sid
Reyes, and she stepped up and had a really good and critical match for us that day. And I know I'm missing a couple. Lacey Jessup. Oh, and Lacey Jessup. You know, for those that were at the match, I mean, she was diving all over the place. And,
you coach volleyball here, right?
I do coach your volleyball. Team? Okay. I do
right.
know my team. But
I'm just asking.
You know, we've got a saying that after that first weekend, there's no freshmen. You know,
okay.
And so we just, they're all
right.
volleyball players. And so we kind of lose track of those things. But, you know, overall, you know, we're just real proud of that bunch. And they bring so much to us that, we're able to continue to build on those things. And so, it was a great day. And then and to boot, we secured that first ever, you know, undefeated home season, and then we did it against an incredibly good team. And after that match, you know, all the coaches were kind of sitting there, were like, that felt like a conference championship level match. And so it was fun to have that on senior day, too.
Way to send it off.
Yep.
All right, very important question before we leave. Make sure that as we take our 3rd annual team selfie before the banquet on the bus, that the selfie stick is remembered this year. I learned how to use it the first year. It was not there.
I'll put it on my packing list.
Okay, fantastic. Hey, best of luck. Look forward to a long weekend in Stephenville.
Excellent.
And we'll see you back here next week.
All right, thanks, Tim.
Craig Case. And as we wrap up, very busy weekend postseason football we've talked about. Saturday, 1 p.m. Central, several watch parties both in Dallas and in the region here locally in Commerce and in Greenville. So very excited that our fans and some of our partners and alumni have stepped up and want to make sure that it's available. Thursday, 2:30. Live stream on the Tarleton State website to watch volleyball at 2:30, and then hopefully they're there. They would play Friday at 5 o'clock and then Saturday, I believe, at 3, correct, in the tournament championship. And men's basketball off this weekend, women's basketball, big in-region game Saturday afternoon at St. Edwards. You can follow along on lineathletics.com. That's a 2 o'clock tip-off in Austin. So we'll be back here next Tuesday. Lots of playoff excitement. Really appreciate everyone's support. Thanks to our great production crew here in the main cafe. Go Lions.